As always, we are brought to you by The Cover. You can find them at thecover.com.au or The Cover AU on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and just wherever you find good podcasts. Okay, so just a very quick ad read here for Fortitude Strength, the home of the very new Fifth and Dribble podcast studio. Lachlan, how experienced do you need to be to come to Fortitude Strength to work out?
You need zero experience.
Zero experience?
Well, maybe a little bit, but probably zero.
Probably zero. I think they have beginner courses.
You might die, but they have them.
They also have intermediate courses, and I have been here for the expert courses. You've seen me out here on the expert courses.
Was that when you didn't have a shirt?
That is when I didn't have a shirt. The lid was popped. You could probably even come and train for...
I think I trained for a marathon.
A what?
A what?
A marathon.
A what?
A what?
Yeah, that's how I trained for a marathon.
Yeah, you could probably train for a what, I guess. But head on down to Fortitude Strength located in Castle Hill and make sure you meet all of your fitness needs. Shout out Fortitude Strength.
Shout out Boston Dave.
And we are back. Welcome to the Fifth and Dribble podcast. You're sitting here with the Sherpa, Locke, and Matty B.
First on the agenda, fuck them Cowboys.
Womp, womp, womp,
womp. Womp.
All right, we're going to do this?
That was intro. Oh, we're done.
We're on. I don't know. How's
your weekend, Sherpa?
Yeah, it was good, bro.
Shut the fuck up. We are not on. It's not happening like that. I'm not allowing that shit.
Choose from with Coote. He hits it. He's got it. He's got the field goal. He's got the premiership.
It was better than Leo.
What can I say? Mamba out.
And we are back. Welcome back to the Fifth and Dribble podcast. You're sitting here with your boys, Matty B and Locke. Locke, what's good, my guy?
Is that the intro we're going to use? I like the other one better.
You like the other one better?
I like the other one better.
Hopefully people are not going to hear the other one.
They will definitely hear the other one.
Oh, fuck off, bro. What are you talking about? Hey, if I get to control and run and have to do all of the stuff that I am fucking doing, I think that I should be entitled to the intro that I want to fucking hear. Is your mic turned on this week, by the way?
Yeah, look.
Let's get you to check.
We've got bars, guys. I want to apologize to everyone.
You want to make sure they're not bars off my ones? Let me just turn this way.
What up?
Oh, that's a fucking pain. That's going to sound so bad.
We're good. We are good.
You said we were good last week, but...
Well, actually, we didn't confirm with him last week.
I went... You know what happened last week is I went through the process but didn't actually look at the bars. I remember saying to you, "Hey, everyone go hello." And we all went, "Hello, hello, hello." And then I did not check the bars.
I'm not going to lie. At certain points last week in the show, I was looking at your mic being like, "Does down mean on?"
And I didn't
say anything
I've never turned this off in my life.
Have a switch. I actually don't have a switch.
I take this home and use it for work occasionally, as we all know. And
what do you mean? This is your work?
Hobby.
Good reference, though.
So I take this home for work and-
Don't take the mic away from your face when you're fucking talking, bro.
It'll pick it up. If it picks up bits of me from yours, I think it'll pick it up this far away.
See, I've got to switch on mine. I turn mine off when I'm not talking.
Yeah, I know, but that's why we had issues at the start. Uh-oh.
No, you're not turning off. Not turning off your fucking notifications.
We're back,
bro.
Baby. I never turn it off, and I don't know what had happened. It must have flicked off in my bag. I didn't even think, and you know what? I learned there's an off switch.
There is an off switch, and your finger is hovering over it now.
I did think about bringing in some tape and just taping it open.
Yeah. Tape yours open too.
Why?
What else do you want to tape open?
How's
your weekend, Sherpa?
Oh, very good. We have already established that it probably will be quite short because we all had a pretty similar weekend.
Did have very similar weekends, but I know that people like to hear your, you know, recap of the weekend.
Well, I'll just give you, so my Friday night was pretty quick.
It was quick.
No, it wasn't. It was
no romancing?
No romancing because
I had- Was it quick or was it efficient?
I'd be telling people. It's efficient.
It was neither because my brother and his partner were over. So there was-
That just sounds like obstacles that you could get past, bro. It sounds like a fun game.
Sounds like a reason to be quick and efficient.
Sounds like a good game of make sure you're quiet.
Oh, they didn't stay.
Oh.
It was just too late by the time they'd gone.
Poor Matty.
You're not laying the groundwork.
Little Sherpa was tired, was he?
Maybe.
Was Big Sherpa tired
as well? Too much self-romancing.
Well? Oh, did you work from home on Friday, did you?
Yeah, maybe.
Looked like a drop piece of steak.
Not that grass-fed shit, no. Though.
I don't think... Yeah, we won't get into the details.
No, don't get into the details. Jesus.
We all went away for a wedding on the weekend to celebrate the wedding of Mr. and Mrs. Big Dick.
Which we can officially say it's legally binding.
I do believe that's the name she legally wrote on the certificate
Look, I was close to the certificate. I saw it. That is what is on there. Yep.
Okay.
I live with them as well. The certificate is like hung up now. So I've seen it.
Is it actually?
Big dick. It's not actually. It's still in the envelope. But it is at home. It is there.
Put it in a sleeve and you never look at it again until someone requests an official document.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what it was about. Well, I know that like producer Timmy and his missus, it took them like a month to do it because it just was on the back burner. They just didn't really like to put all the certificate in and stuff like that. They elected to do it themselves.
Celebrant did ask for us, like they're submitting it all.
Well, see, did you pay a fee for that? Because Mr. and Mrs. Big Dick did that.
It's like $100 or something.
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Big Dick did that as well, but producer Timmy.
Part of the service. In fact, I'm certain it was part of his service.
I'm literally just relaying information to you. Don't get mad at me.
I'm relaying information back to you.
I wasn't at your wedding, okay? True. I know what happened at their wedding and I know what happened at this wedding, okay? I can only give you information. Shut the fuck up. I can only give you information for, certain things that I was privy to, okay? Right. Thank you so much.
Right. So because we all went away to this wedding.
Getting heated already.
Okay. My brother came over because he had to look after the rabbit. So he was popping over to feed.
Shout out Khaleesi, bro.
Khaleesi. So that was, quick pop over to teach him what to do. I had to write him a big long list before I left.
Surely you know how to look after a rabbit, right?
There was a list for Tilly too, for the person that looked after Tilly.
Yeah, that was a nice little note done.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, no, but...
Surely a rabbit's easier than a dog.
Right, she's got... Throw down some lettuce. She's on
heaps of meds, bro. She's recovering from surgery still.
Right, she's on, what's it called? Hospice care now. She's like genuinely going to die.
Oh, no.
We're all going to die, man. We're all slipping slowly further into the abyss.
I'm on a 60-year hospice care.
She is genuinely like gone. Like she's like on her, like there's nothing else we can do. So it's like, oh, let's just keep her comfortable. So she's on like pain medication, heart medication, all this shit, right? It's a lot, man. And that's why he had to learn how to do it. But we came over.
How worried are you about coming back to
a dead rabbit?
Huff and Pepper. Was it Huss and Pepper? However you say it? Rabbit stew?
Jesus.
The German rabbit stew. Google it.
Sherpa it. Sherpa that shit. Yeah, I'll do it. You keep talking about your fucking
brother. That was that. We, they came over. We played some board games, had some pizza. Then they left and we went and got an early night because we were off to a wedding the next day.
Huss and Pepper.
You don't know about German rabbit stew? What's fucking wrong with you, nerds?
We're the nerds, okay? Apparently we're the nerds. Fucking hell. Okay, do you want to pick up from anything? Like,
from
do you, rabbit?
That's fucking hard to follow.
Well, I don't know. I'm usually the instigator of stories.
Well, we started on Thursday night. You and I, Maddie, were groomsmen for Mr. Big Dick. So we went
an
down.
An honor and a privilege, I must say.
So we went down on a Thursday night. We were staying pretty much the whole weekend. We got a nice little long weekend out of it.
Mm-hmm. We did. This was after some shenanigans of me needing to get my hair cut after work and then just,
You just needed to tighten
down.
It up. You were not,
I did need to tighten it up.
The theme of the weekend was us being locked in and ready to go and you were you started the weekend. No, you were not. That Thursday night was sloppy. it was sloppy all around. Hey.
I turned up when I needed to turn up. Saturday when we needed to do the dance, when we were steps and we were counting, I was there, bro. I was locked in.
Had a 2-day warm up for you to get locked in. That's fine.
No, I was locked in Friday.
Yeah, but the Thursday you were not. It was
Thursday night. I was flustered.
It was sloppy.
I was flustered.
It was So
tell the people.
So for your benefit, Sherpa, he's got his little tutoring on Thursday night. I went sweet. Call meet you at 8, and we'll drive down together. Easy. All right, cool. He goes, I probably need a haircut. And I was going to get my haircut before, but I was like, I've got till 8. I'll get a haircut on Thursday, aren't I?
You guys did head down very late.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
We got it down even later.
We got down even later.
Well, we were going to head down we were going to head down Friday morning, but...
No, but you'd made that call earlier in the week. I remember you told me.
We had, but there was a couple other factors that had turned up in terms of like my work and my boss. And it was starting to get a bit like, should we go down Friday morning or what are we going to do? I hadn't packed a bag
So this is when
you're
not locking in, right? So didn't have a bag packed. His hair's fucking, well, not long because not a lot of it, but it apparently needed a cut.
I did not notice. Did not notice you had a cut. You guys did notice as I walked in.
It was fresh,
you guys,
bro. Hey, we'll get there. We'll get to your head. Your praise will get there in a second, all right?
So, So I get my hair cut, my bag's packed. Stevie,
learn how to do a fade.
I get dropped off to go with Maddie, and he's getting his hair cut. It's taking a long time for not a lot of hair.
Bro, it took 20 minutes, bro.
It was like, I must have rocked up, you know, 10 minutes before it started. Yeah, bro, just
to get a buzz?
Took 20 minutes, if that.
All he's going to do is go...
I've seen old mate do the pitbull fucking shaver.
He's diligent, bro. He gets in there with all the different clips and shit, and he's fucking... He lines me up real good, okay?
He's paying. He's making you pay for something and pretending he's doing something.
Trimmed on my face as well. Everything
again, not a lot
beautiful.
To really do there, but so I'm waiting for him. He finishes up and he goes, "I've got to pack a bag."
I would have left. I would have started driving. Drive
he was,
yourself.
He didn't have my car. Got dropped off.
Sucker.
Yeah. So we go back. He packs a bag, and because he's in such a haste to pack a bag,
you didn't have to come with me. Okay. You didn't. You didn't come with me the next day. All right. You let me.
You didn't have to go either. So let me tell you what happened. So we were given a very nice gift. As groomsmen, it was the same thing we got from producer Timmy. It was a metallic Stein, engraved date, groomsmen, nice. We got given a pair of undies with groomsmen on the ass and a little bottle of spirits, right? We got given that. We all had it. Our one instruction was bring that to the wedding. We didn't have to bring our suits. Big Dick and PK had that sorted. That is the only thing we had to bring. Maddie did not bring his.
It was on the kitchen table. You think the brothers could have picked it up? They would have looked at it. They would have seen it. You think they could have been like, hey, by the way, like, we've got this for you. Because they had all day to get ready.
Do you think you couldn't have messaged them and said, hey, pick it up for me?
Because I completely forgot it was on the table. And I was already flustered with the hair situation.
To be fair to the
and
man,
packing a bag.
It's his wedding. I think he's got other shit on his mind than PK your undies.
PK was there. You going to help me?
You're expecting a lot from the fella.
Well, yeah, look, that is expecting
so
a lot from the fella.
So continuing Matt not being locked in and just we get pretty much
so he genuinely didn't take him. Like you,
did not take okay. He did not take it.
Oh. I forgot.
Oh. I saw a photo of you with
it's
it.
Okay.
Well, can we get to the climax of the story?
Can we get to the climax? We're still would you rising watch, action, bro.
Would you watch the first 10 minutes of Star Wars and go, oh, that farmer just had nothing happen to him? No, you'd watch the entire fucking movie and you would understand.
And you see the young fella pick up a lightsaber.
Done nothing yet.
Start chatting to Ben Kenobi.
Yeah, you'd wait.
The space wizard.
Come on, nothing.
Who's whose father at the end of this?
I don't know.
I'm your daddy.
So anyway, we'll pick back up on the Stein story later because this happened later. Yeah. So we're driving. Matty also not locked in. No fuel.
I did see this.
No
I
fuel, right? Which, yeah, so he goes, I'm going to need fuel. And I went, okay. He didn't fill up before we got on the freeway. And I thought, oh, he must have enough. I'll trust the man.
To be fair, Waze said it was 86 Ks. My car said I had 92 kilometers of petrol. So I was like,
so close.
I was like, I'll be okay. It's highway driving.
I would have also made this risk.
It burns. It burns like less fuel on the highway. Everything's fine. Okay. When we got on the highway, it went from like 92 to 50. Like just fucking fell off.
How?
I don't know. I don't know.
Have you seen Maddie drive?
One second it was there, the next second it wasn't. So I was like, okay, what the fuck is going on?
Also, you know, according to Hamish and Andy, you can drive way past.
Yeah, so we found this out. We should have filmed
our own research.
If it wasn't the middle of the night in rural fucking New South Wales, we maybe would have filmed it and had some more fun with it. But I had seen Wrong Turn the other day. I was not about to fucking relive this shit. Yeah. So anyway, so we're driving, we're on the highway. We go, oh, fuck, we have a quick look. Bang. There's one like what? Like
15 Ks away.
Yeah, 15.
On the highway. But it's past our exit.
15 Ks, past the exit. No. Yeah, and you all said you had like five.
It was on zero at this point. It was on zero at this point. And I was like, I don't know if we're actually going to make it. Like that, this kind of worries me.
So we looked for a quicker one and went bang. And we found one like
within five, 8 Ks.
Like bang. But you had to get off the motorway. Bang. Jump off the motorway. We get there.
Google said it was open. Duh.
You can imagine Google was lying to us.
Google
so
was lying
close,
to us.
So it was fuck. It was like,
and did the whole 8K detour and then had to go to the 15K
No. This story is not yet over. Would you?
This is the first petrol station.
Would you go, man, that farmer was really good in that jet and that was the end of the story. No, you would wait for the end of the story, Sherpa.
He hasn't met Ben Kenobi yet, all right?
Oh my goodness.
Which jet?
The TIE Fighter, the X-Wing.
All right.
Would Luke get in?
That's way later. You're getting your Star Wars chronology fucked up.
Definitely met Ben Kenobi, bro.
Yeah, I didn't say that. That was him. So anyway, so we get there and he goes, fuck, it's closed. Like, shit, we put another, and this is like a detour, like properly out of the way, right? And we go, fuck, we've got to find another one.
Start
but keeping
west.
In mind, it's 8 Ks back and then 15, right? So 23 Ks.
Yeah.
So put it back in and we go, oh, there's one 10Ks away. We should be right. We're still firmly on zero here. But that 10Ks is a further detour.
Coming back north.
So we're heading back.
Oh, surely you just, yeah. I would have.
Nah, so we go, fuck. We're like in panic stations. If you weren't locked in, I maybe was not as locked in as probably could have been locked in. Because I should have just made the call. Let's go
back
the
other way. Thank you so much. Yeah.
But anyway, so we go 10Ks out of our way to this other one.
Just remember, in rally car situations, the driver just drives and then there's directions provided, okay? My directions were not fantastic.
I also would have wanted you as a driver, so it's fine.
Excuse me, you're winning the race.
in a rally car, we might not survive, but we're crossing that line first.
Hey, as long as there's no like fucking Uber bike riders, we're sweet, okay? All right? But on this 10K trip, we are going through single lane dirt roads that had, you know, we've had a bit of rain lately. So there was a bit of fucking mud. There were bridges that had no fucking like railings. There was one like cliffside road that had a single traffic light because that's how fucking cooked it was. Like it was calling for single lane traffic. And we are just like up, down hills, fucking all over the place.
I can hear the banjos playing of the hillbillies that are going to like do unspeakable things to us. So we get to this. It was a coal show. Like coal show, fucking sweet.
It'll be open past 11. It'll be fucking sweet, bro.
Boom. Get there. Closed.
Closed again.
So now we're, and like
two stations. Two petrol stations.
It's because you're so far. You should have just gone back to the fucking highway.
So
bro.
You, oi, hindsight is perfect. 2020. But in the moment, we were not locked in. We were flustered.
When you're in the trenches, you're just shooting what moves, son.
We were shooting each other.
So
absolutely.
Are you thinking about having to like start getting a hose out and start sucking off some of the not bro,
we some had of the hillbillies rocking up?
Hey, bro, give us some. We had some fuel.
We were just not putting in the universe. We had to go, like if we, we were like, don't.
We're talking about conversations about like having to get in touch with the PK, in touch with Big Dick, and like
we were like, come get us,
come and get us. And then we just kept saying to each other, nah. We're going to make it. And because, you know, when you slow down and don't have any petrol, that's when, you know, shit starts to go fucking sideways. So what did I do? Just not slow down.
We didn't slow down. We didn't stop. We maintained speed.
Suburban streets, highway speeds, so, allegedly.
So it was like speed. We weren't getting slow enough for the petrol to realize there's nothing
left. For the bomb
to
go off, bro.
So we were going and then we go, okay, we find one, bang. Woolies petrol. We look at it, open.
Another 12 Ks away.
Past 11, 12 Ks away. Like
which direction?
North
still.
What? Bro, at this point,
it's like 30 Ks.
We had come all the way back to basically Campbelltown.
We came back to Campbelltown. So we're there and then Maddie's phone was, I had mine there. So I had it up because I was looking for open ones. And this is when it was rally car. We were like driving and I was telling him, I was like, all right, at the roundabout, right turn. I was like 10 Ks, 6 minutes. 9Ks, 6 minutes, like just like as we're counting down. Cause I was
absolutely
like,
as long as we get to a directions, point bro.
Where we could walk to the petrol station, not crazy distance, I would have been comfortable with.
It would have been fine.
And then we had to, the slow car got in front of us, but it bro, was not.
We were yelling some absolute obscenities at that thing. It came to a point where there was like a roundabout and he was turning left, but he threw his indicator on like 300 meters before the roundabout.
Came to a complete stop.
So we went around and fucking oncoming traffic up and over the roundabout, allegedly. And like, it was just like, it was not okay. We're approaching this like Woolies and then we see it. The Holy Grail, the lights of 7-Eleven. Fucking hallelujah was being sung from the rooftops.
It was like the
rooftops.
Scene in Harun Kumar where they see the white castle.
Bro. They just made it. Okay. Fanged a left, got there, started filling up the car. And then Lockie goes, how much does that say? $2.57. $2.57 for fucking petrol.
Oh my God.
And then he's filling up and I'm just thinking, we are just not locked in. We are all over the place.
Absolutely horrendous.
Okay, let me look at the place and see how long it's added. Added 45 minutes.
Yeah. So we were legitimately 20 minutes out of our destination and we decided to do the detour and ended up like an hour back. It was fucked. So it's only
an hour and a half down there. What the fuck, bro?
We crawled into our like single beds at the Airbnb at like what, 11:45? Yeah. Like it was cooked. The boys that hung around the pub and were like, hey, we're going to like, we'll help, like we'll hang out. Like it'll be there. It'll be fine. No. They had left by then.
Yeah, true.
So Thursday night was
shambolic
to say the least. So we had got back and it wasn't until after these shenanigans, we're back on the highway, we're 20 minutes out. Then I go, fuck, I forgot my Stein. I know exactly where it is.
At that point, you may as well just gone back out.
It's sitting on the table. So Lockie's actually throwing out some good suggestions of like, this person can go and grab it. That person can go and grab it. I wasn't hearing
it. Do you think he listened to me?
I wasn't hearing it. I was so mad about the whole petrol situation and just in my own fucking feelings about whatever was going on for the weekend that I was just
like. There's
like
100 people come to the wedding.
I was like, no. Fuck it, I'll get it sorted.
How does anyone get in there though? Like, who's got the keys?
Well there was someone that was house. A friend of the PK was looking after the house in Tilly.
Yeah.
Plus also like our
Don't say it.
I'm not gonna say it.
No, don't say it.
You said it on the pod last week.
Allegedly.
And you just gotta look for the shit stained fence. That's what
allegedly. Anyway, so crawl into bed. Like, we'd hung out with the boys a little bit. Like, we hadn't shot pool at that point, but we were sitting around. We were having a chat, catching up. Oh, God, we're so excited for this weekend. It's going to be fucking great. By the time we got into bed, about 12:30, and I had already made the executive decision. I was getting up at 4:30 to come back to Sydney.
You didn't.
To get the Stein, to then head back to the Gong, to do breakfast and a dance rehearsal with the ladies. So what did I do? Got up at 4:30, got in the car, drove back, texted the person that was fucking house sitting, hey, by the way, can you unlatch the door so that I can get in because I don't feel like jumping the fence.
You not got your key?
Yeah, but it's got like, you can latch
so
your
keys don't work.
Yeah. So can you unlatch the door? Yeah, no worries. I'll do it before I go to work. Okay, thanks so much. Get there at 6, got the shit that I needed to do, and then trying to fucking get back. I was like basically falling asleep on the way down there. So like I decided to stop into McDonald's, get a coffee, you know. I actually had to go and pick something up from school while I was there too. I picked up my marking just in case I had any time, but didn't even end up having any time. So picked up my marking. And then as I was trying to get back onto the highway, got absolutely fucked from that as well because it took me a fucked Rudy Hill way.
Also, like end of school holidays, people were traveling south. That would have been fucked.
But it was Friday. It was still school day. So I wasn't coming back on Saturday.
It was last day though sometimes.
Yeah, I know. But like it was, anyway, it was cooked regardless. Got back on the highway, and like the beauty of us traveling at fuck off o'clock at night is that no one's on the highway. So when there are roadworks, I don't necessarily allegedly have to slow down. But when it is the middle of or the early morning and people are going to work, people obey the rules. So I then have to obey the rules, and that is not fun. So it ended up being like I left at 4:30 and I pulled up right as these guys pulled up to the place at 9 o'clock in the morning. So I'd already done, you know, 4.5 hours of fucking travel by the time that everybody was up doing their thing.
Oh, what was me?
Well, do you want to know what the cap was? So that night we went out with a whole lot of people for dinner who were staying down there for it. We see the Udi better. I tell him what happened and he goes, I traveled down today. I would have just got it for him.
Mm-hmm. I came down Saturday.
Yeah, I threw your name out there and I would have said, there's 100 people coming down for this wedding.
I also didn't know that we were like meeting up with like the extended wedding on the Friday. I thought that it was just like a family rehearsal kind of dinner thing like we did for...
No, they did keep putting it out to people. So anyone who's down there on the Friday, okay, they did keep saying
that. I've been like kind of locked into work. So I haven't really been paying the most attention to the wedding unless it was asked of me. Love you, Big Dick, but it is what it
is. Can I just say also, you then shouldn't have told Mrs. Big Dick that morning that you'd left it and then had to go back for it.
She was fine.
Yeah, she wasn't happy, but...
Did I make it in time?
It did, but
I made it. Mm. All right.
I would have
just got the lead foot.
She's got a busy weekend
at that point.
She's got a busy weekend. I would have just left her to it and like not brought her up.
Yeah. That's okay. I've made career limiting moves before. I will make career limiting moves again. So then that Friday we did the boogie. We went down the beach. We got some food sorted.
It's good food down there.
Lid was popped because the sun was out. Of course, the lid was popped.
Rolled my eyes. Thought, fuck, there he goes again.
Everybody's rolling their eyes, bro. It's just, you know.
Just no need, bro. There's no need. No,
no, there's no need.
There's plenty of need. I like the lid to be popped, okay? I like vitamin D on my skin. It doesn't often get on there because I have a lid on most of the time.
I think that statement is not true.
The fact that I work where I work, the statement is fucking true.
Work is not your only life. I think any opportunity you get, that shirt is off.
I'm not taking it off at work. I have plenty of opportunity at work, but I'm not taking it off at work. It's not happening. What the f? That's you. That was me. What are all these people on their fucking sounds and shit, bro? Funny.
No one hears this. It actually doesn't come through on
That's okay.
Pod.
I like to blow up. It's fine.
Yeah, it's all right.
Well, yours especially wouldn't come up because it's not on the deck. Anyway, so Friday was good. Friday we got in and around it. And then there was that dinner that you were talking about.
Two for $25 margaritas, Shepa. Mm. Me and the PK had far too many margaritas.
Tequila, lime and soda, 2 for $17.
Day before a wedding, risque.
Look, you sound like the bridesmaids.
Look, yeah. the bridesmaids were bringing around waters at one point. We were just like, can you just...
We got a talking to about being too drunk the night before the wedding.
Doesn't surprise me with some of the bridesmaids, though.
Yes, Shout out to them. But no, it was a good night. Friday night
Tell you what, this is definitely not their type of listening. So no, it's we not. Are it's well not.
But I know, see, if you want to see a wedding ran like a North Korean prison camp, then
I know people that do listen that may relay back to the back to the bridesmaids. So we appreciate all of their efforts and they did a great job
wrangling us. It does take an iron fist to corral the boys, and they certainly had that in their arsenal, let me tell you.
Yes, and in our arsenals, that's for fucking sure. So Friday night. Thank you so much. Friday night was good. Saturday was fantastic as well. We were sitting around and it's so easy being a part of like the groomsmen and being on the groomsmen side of things.
Being a bloke, because the girls were up at 7 getting their hair and makeup done. We just like getting dressed till 12.
Yeah. So good.
Yeah,
so
bro. Good. We were just absolutely chilling.
So we came down Saturday morning, right? Yep. And had to pick up someone who was staying with us, and we were meeting Tim and down there. So Tim, producer Timmy and his partner. Should I beep them?
No, producer Timmy's fine. It's fine.
Producer Timmy. We call him producer Timmy all the time.
I just don't know if we've ever said his wife's name, but that's fine.
No, you didn't. You said partner.
No, he said what? Well, he said the wife's name.
It's fine. Whatever. It is.
But came
add
down.
A marker if you want.
She arranged this brilliant accommodation. But we got there and it was a debacle trying to find these keys, get in, going around wrong places, anyways, nightmare. But we came down. We couldn't get into 1:30. Now, the wedding was at 3:30.
Oh.
So we like...
It's technically at 3 to get there for 3, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, we cut, did not get there at 3.
No, you perfect. Didn't. You were the last
and
people
And I'll tell
to
you
arrive.
Why, because that is unlike me. I was like twitching.
I was looking forward to seeing you guys
right,
before
I'm
the...
twitching
before the,
on the couch. Mm, our twitching roles. On this couch. Myself and producer Timmy, we were ready. We were ready at 2:45. We were just an 8-minute drive away. We were like... We're going to be...
I believe everything about this story.
Now, even my wife was ready. Even the other person who was staying with us was ready.
Really?
Yes.
Right.
However...
don't know how much I believe that.
However...
don't know how much I believe that.
We are sitting in the lounge room and there's a Tim from the bedroom. And producer Timmy trudges into the bedroom. And there's some hushed whispers going on.
Is that what that was?
Thought maybe off farting.
Then Tim comes trudging back out. Old
timey like newspaper maker.
Tim goes trudging back out, looks at the room around him, looks at me, looks at my wife, looks at the other person who's staying with us and goes, I think she needs your help.
Oh.
And so this other person who was staying with us, is probably far more in touch with their feminine side than my wife. Let's put it that way. And she was dragged in there to avert a hair disaster that may have been. So that wrapped up at 10 past, off of 3:05.
You were puckering
at 3 o'clock. I'm doing these ones and
scratching the fucking wood.
Now my wife comes out and goes, give us a shout when it's like really time to go. And I'm gone.
It's time to go 10 minutes ago, love.
Anyways, we got out of there. And then
love you, baby.
So then also like, because she was driving, or I drove down in her car because she was going to be driving after the wedding. And so I drove the car there because she was-
Did see that you brought the clown car?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, she hates driving my car. Yeah, assuming she was going to be driving at the end of the night. So, but I drove us all to the ceremony in the little clown car. All 5 of us.
I did see you all pile into the car at the end of the night. I was taking the cake back to my car. I saw you all get in and went, oh, that's going to be a squeezy fit.
Yes. We had to do the swing by, drop them out, and then myself and producer Timmy had to go park the car.
Yep.
So
yep.
That's why we came in late. Still plenty of time. We got there about 20 past, I think. So there was still plenty of time.
Yeah, but I didn't get my little fucking cuddle until after the ceremony.
I kept saying to I said to Lurch, I said to everyone, I said, is it rude for me to just like, because you were all lined up at the front and I was just going to-
Yeah, but shit hadn't started yet,
I was just
going
to go dab you all,
bro.
Why
didn't you come dab us up?
I was going to, and I got pulled back by numerous of the women. They said that is not-
You would have, how sick would you have looked coming up, dapping up, bro?
Dapping up the group?
Imagine those photos, bro.
And then
getting
down there, bro. We would have looked sick because we would have been like, hey, dab up. Dab up would have been
Sherpa City.
And imagine everyone's like, what the motherfucker's name is Sherpa? What?
Oh, let me tell you a funny story how that name came about. No one gets it. Yeah.
Anyway. Right. People always go, is that his last name? Because we have two Matts. They're like, is that Matt Sherpa? And I was like, no, but that is a cool name.
That would be a cool
Sherpa
name.
Sherpa is a cool name. But you have a cool last name anyway.
Yeah, true.
Do you want to be Matt Sherpa maybe? I don't know.
No, I have a cool last name. That's people just can't fucking say it.
It's kind of French. It's kind
of course, if, hey, I'm drinking water. It's my cousin. Yeah, look, I was upset that I didn't get to say hello. Even in the ceremony, you and I locked eyes, and I was like, "Man, how's it going?"
It was kind of cute. You're all standing there, all like dressed up at the front, and then one of you just goes, "Oh, you got the fade."
You feel pumped up by that, did you?
I was like, nah, because I, and then, no, and someone shouts out, was it Stevie? Yeah. Like, I go, bro, I did not have 6 hours of my time to give.
Love you, Stevie.
Next time, come dap us up.
Yeah, next time,
You would have looked sick dapping us up.
You would have.
It would have been all of us.
Bro, it would have been such a flex.
And even Jared just would have dabbed, like, he mentioned the box.
Oh, love that, bro. No, that guy would have been the hardest dabber.
He would be a big dapper.
He would have been. but no, it was good. Beautiful ceremony as well. Shout out to Mr. and Mrs. Big Dick. I was saying to a friend of the show, Adonis, today, is that like I've never really seen Mrs. Big Dick as like, she's one of the boys, right? She's never really been like a girly, right? Like, I mean, you've lived with her, so you would have seen a couple of girly tendencies, and now I am seeing that throughout life. But she looks stunning. She looked...
Everything was really nice.
It was
about
a beautiful wedding. She looked amazing. She had this like fucking sparkle in her dress that like as the sun was setting when everything was happening, it was beautiful. It was just like everything was so picturesque. She looked fantastic. Mr. Big Dick scrubs up beautifully himself.
Did you notice as she came down the hill, like behind her, I like this got me and me and Laura, I'm just like, because the sun literally came out behind her.
It was perfect.
It was fucking amazing.
Also, they made them walk long.
Yeah, they did.
It was a long walk. Danielle's like, because she came out first. I was like, you worried about falling? She's like, holy shit, that's all I was worried about.
She's like, I got one criticism.
Oh, fuck.
Who the fuck lined you up the way you did?
Okay.
Oh, there was a lot of conjecture.
I want to go on record on this. We naturally, when everything we have done, go in hide order.
Every single time.
Because we understand that's what's supposed to be. When we danced, when we did other lineup stuff, we always lined up in hide order. Because that's how it works, right?
That's how it works.
It's always like, unless had to be at the front because he was the
which
best
man. Which
he
did man. For the dancing.
Yeah.
You can leap that if
and,
you want.
And yeah, PK, says, yeah, true. Get a fucking marker down.
And then it was like Jazz, me. Maddie, and then me. And we got in that line because we're like, this is what you do. And I also figured that was going to be a similar way.
Also, every other time we've been a groomsman, that is like you've either gone tall to small, and that was because you were the best man.
Yeah.
Or you go small to tall.
Yeah.
That's just how it works.
And the
girls were even small to tall.
I knew they were going to do that because they had always lined up too and we had lined up with our partners in that way. So we line up that way and the photographer made us move.
And was just like, this
does not
work.
No. And
you
made
need
us
to move here, here, and here, and here.
And then we did and I was like, this isn't it's fucking not right.
And bro, I'm staring at his shoulder the whole
ceremony. And we're
trying
to do like a sneaky move back and then they put us back in.
I did notice this was a few people around me, we all went, they've all walked off in a different order though because you got in the right order as you left. Yes. You found the appropriate partner and you fucking left.
Did it you was actually notice that?
It was the instructions that we were given. After the certificate was signed, that you know the person that you're going with, you need to put yourself in that order. Yeah, okay, no worries.
And then we got a spray for being in the wrong order. We said, no, we're in the right order. Check the video. Oh,
yeah.
We got moved.
Go to the video ref for that, baby. So, you know, it is what it is, bro.
I'm on
it
camera.
Is what it is.
but
it wouldn't come up
talking unless I flag it. Yeah, okay.
So we got told off and I was like, no, we were
the photographer
right.
Told us off. The celebrant was like, this doesn't look good. And then, you know, a certain party was like, hey, what is going on here? We need to be in order of people.
And then, so but it was like, good because we could all, I like made our contact. We made our contact with our people. Like, we know, like we're locked. Yeah, don't worry, we're locked in.
At this point, it was Saturday, bro. We were locked in.
We were like, we'll be there. And then they started walking. I kind of let sneak in and we did it. But it's funny that you noticed that we came up in a different order.
So,
because we all noticed that there's a big giant man just stuck in the middle of this entire line of people. Yeah.
Hey, I'm not that tall, but thank you for like putting it out.
Oh, you ain't
there.
Tall at all. Don't you worry.
Oh, hey, check the photos, bro. The photographer did me well. Put me on the top of the hill.
Hey, I tell you one.
she did me so well. We got these photos where we're all like walking in a line. He's at the bottom of the hill. I'm at the top. I've been showing people. They're like, wow, you look really tall in these photos. Like, yeah, I do.
I had RMs. I had a friend of the show, Lurch, just like basically giving me. Yeah, bro. He was going hard on me. Just go, bro, you're 6 foot. You look at you.
Hyping you the fuck up.
It fucking worked.
I was like, stop gaslighting him. He's not 6 foot tall.
No.
He had good quality there. He was a good invite.
He was good invite.
Saturday, obviously, we got into our work. There was a lot of boogieing. There was a lot of-
What do you think about dance, lad?
A lot of ties on heads. Oh, yeah. Have you got any feedback on the dance?
Do you have any positive feedback?
Some positives on the dance.
The only negative stuff I'd say was actually not about you guys. Because I couldn't see the dance. I couldn't see.
But you're 6 feet tall.
You're 6 foot tall.
I know, but not when I'm not on the hill. No, but I couldn't see the dance because the MC made us all stand up. So I couldn't see what was going on anywhere.
Should have stood on a chair.
I thought about it.
I thought we did good. We were counting everybody in.
I tell
you what, sorry, it's all negative. But it did look good, boys. You did very well. Also got like, I could see you had a system. I see you all knew what was going on. MC did not know what was going on.
No. That was not us.
I'm aware.
Do you know how many times we practiced that? We with the girls had practiced that like good a dozen times.
You
all
kept doing it anyway. You were all just doing the whole hook and...
Yeah, we're locked in.
We all were so locked in, bro. It was Saturday. It was locked in day. We were there. It was fucking annoying. Fucking shout out the MC. He did a great job, but
he did do good.
Still,
except for that moment,
we had practice.
I did say he probably should have been more aware of what the cues.
But we had practice with soft transitions, and the DJ was told about soft transitions.
There was nothing soft.
That DJ was a prick, by the way. I'm just gonna say he was so. So PK and I went in to get a champagne and a wine for the bride and groom when they came back from photos, and he was just fucking berating the staff because they couldn't get like the mic to work, and he just goes, "We'll figure it out," and just like left the mic like. The bar, and I was like, bro, relax. Like, they're doing like a million things. Like,
yeah,
you're the DJ, fucking saw your shit out.
Mm. Yeah, he was the pinnacle of a Venn diagram.
And he was just sitting there on his front. Like, I know you just fucking push and play on a playlist, but like, at least pretend to be like,
yeah, pretend to be into it.
Into it, I don't know.
I thought he might have been a mate of someone or whatever. Because
no, I think he came with the venue, from what I could tell, he came with the venue.
So it was good, though. It was a good night, Saturday night. We got about it. The food was fucking amazing. The seafood. What'd you have for your main?
I remember.
I had the pork belly. It slapped.
I had both. Because the PK one? And I were just sharing half and half the inside. The chicken, and mashed potato.
The seafood platter was good. The oil with the
strawberry fucking coolie or the raspberry coolie with it. Oh,
had some little like prawns and oysters.
Get your butt up.
As Groosman Jazz says, that she'll get your butt up.
Get your butt up. He had an oyster and then saw his missus at the bar.
First time I've ever had one, man.
Really?
And then.
You never been barred up before?
I don't need no oysters.
I've heard that.
I had one and then I was like, ooh, they're not great. And then I was like, oh, they're all right. They're just average. They just taste like the water. They taste like the sea. They genuinely just taste like the ocean.
It's just a salty booger.
Yeah. And then producer Timmy's wife turns to me and she's like really nervous, didn't want one. And I said, I'll do another one with you if you do it with me. She was not impressed. We did do one together.
They come in different. It's just because she's from a certain style of life doesn't mean that she's an oyster person.
She goes for the caviar. I don't
know. Caviar's gross.
You can get them like fucking with cheese. I remember one time I had like I had oysters that were, what's that fucking drink? With the tomato juice and
Bloody Mary.
Like Bloody Mary.
You can get
oysters
Kilpatrick with the bacon and the soy sauce.
Yeah, bro. Like sometimes
that's
like
salty sea booger.
When you throw shit together with it, like they
see,
go.
See, I like just fresh ones, a little bit of lemon in there.
I like fresh ones too. A little bit of lemon, a little bit of extra salt, you know, fucking boop, get in there.
Buy yourself up and have a good fucking time.
Balmain bugs were good.
The bugs were good, they were slapper.
Balmain
bugs?
The lobster. Balmain bugs. That's what they're called.
They're called Moreton Bay, aren't they?
I've always called them Balmain bugs.
Well, Moreton Bay's up in Brisbane, I guess.
Yeah, we got single heads, lad.
and your double head over there, fucking Northern
England.
I'm not
a big seafood, man. I'll have the classics.
I'm a big seafood, bro. We should go to Epicure and just fucking run train on that seafood.
We should go. Fuck the ladies. You and me would just go, bro. 180 bucks a head. Bop, bop, bop.
It's so much fucking seafood, bro. I'll be shitting out seawater.
Baby's day out.
Baby's day out.
Oh, you want to come? Nah, you're not a seafood guy.
Yeah.
Well, you got the invite at least.
I reckon the man who would get the most value out of an all-you-can-eat, El Paniso.
Oh, bro, he would destroy some shit.
He was making the most value out of the all-you-can-drink, I tell you that.
Yeah, he certainly was. I think we all were. But yeah, it was good. We got on the dance floor, you know, don't want to talk too out of school, but the PK got some moves going on, left, right, and center, the man. Yeah, it was a fantastic night. Dividing up cake at the end. You actually came in the clutch. You were helping people pack cars and shit like that, Sherpa. You were doing
worth the sacrifice.
Doing the lovely things, even though you were deeply in trouble. Love you, Mr. Wife. Sherpa.
I thought me helping out the wedding might let me have permission to go to the after party, but apparently
yeah,
not.
Yeah, then a few of us went to the after party after that, which was nice because we went to the pub up the road, and which was like a kind of half-ass nightclub, and no one else was there. It was fantastic. The DJ was just playing to us.
Sherpa. No man left behind.
Look, it was a much needed beauty sleep, I think, by the end of the night. But yeah,
it was good. Called into bed about 2 o'clock, 2-3 o'clock. It was, you know, it was good for a wedding. I think it was good. You know, a nice time. And then Sunday, you know, we had the bridal party breakfast, which was really nice. The godmother of the bride put on
Seasoned
something.
Halloumi was a great shout.
Oh, and, you know, the MC on the barbecue was just, he was a fucking menace, bro.
I will say it was funny. We like to give him a hard time, the MC, because he does like to talk in regular day life.
He does.
He was chatting away on the barbecue. Me and Maddie go, fuck, loves the sound of his own voice, doesn't he? Then my lovely girlfriend turns to me and goes, you two have a podcast. I said, look, that's fair play.
That's fair play.
But still, he doesn't change that fact. Just because this fact doesn't.
Two things can be true.
Yes. Two things can be true.
But no, it was good. Like the breakfast was really nice. And then just.
On English muffins.
Yeah.
Yeah, good shout.
Yeah, great shout. Great. Underrated shout.
It was a.
Why stop bringing up.
Laura's been buying some English muffins every night, every day.
A lot of butter and a lot of Vegemite and an English muffin. Well, oh, that'll get you there. That'll get
Vegemite
you there.
Vegemite is disgusting.
That'll buy, talk so about that barring you up. That'll buy you up.
You're
not a Vegemite, man. We trade us this flag.
You can go shove one of them up where it looks like it comes from.
Sunday was drive home day. I think it was just a lot of recuperating, a lot of resting for a lot of us. I came home and napped.
Yeah, me too.
Then went to the gym. And then that was like pretty well. I watched the football.
It was my missus' birthday on Sunday.
It was. Shout out, Mr. Sherpa. Yeah. Happy birthday to you.
I did.
Sorry, your husband's a fuckhead.
Yeah, completely forgot.
You just kept forgetting. You just kept forgetting.
No, so many times. Like, so leading in, so she'll like this.
Will she though?
No, but she's going to hear it for the 17th time.
Love you, Mr. Short.
So we've been, we were leading into this and I was like, oh fuck, we've not got anything on a Sunday, have we? We've not got anything on Sunday. And I genuinely meant it. I just kept forgetting.
Yeah. When she reminded you, did you then play it off as like, nah, I was doing a bit?
Nah. I'm not.
Have you not checked your calendar?
No, I don't.
I didn't know what date it was. No, in all seriousness,
also, the fact that you guys have a calendar already is like respect.
No, it's
like
only live because together, bro. What?
You live together. You could do that.
And
shit.
Because I got in trouble for the last two things that I double booked on.
Yes. That makes sense. Fair. You're two strikes down. Third strike, you're fucking out.
Yeah. And this one I almost did because I forgot we had it on. So good thing she had the calendar.
She was all over that one.
Yeah, she was.
Told you for Thursday.
Yeah, I'm excited.
But that means we've got to go Allianz again later because I just haven't been.
Yeah, that's fine. We'll sort it out.
It's all right, baby's day out. It's fine.
Yeah. We'd produce Timmy.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. Yeah. Fucking hell. Good. That man does not get out enough.
No. He was quite excited when I extended the offer.
Look, it was a bit tough talking about his team in front of him. You talking about getting free tickets and then being like, what are you doing Thursday? And he's like, I'll come.
So leading into this, I'd gone to the wife. I'd gone, I haven't got nothing on, have we? Because it's all been caught up in this weekend, right?
It's been a big weekend.
And it's just like, it just kept slung on the radar and she's not making a big deal about it. And I'd gone, can I go catch up with my friend on Sunday? And she goes, think about that. Think about what's happening on Sunday.
You already had your party.
No. I go, we did as well. Oh, we did. See, I forgot that happened too. No, but she looks at me and she goes, think about that. And I go, yeah, well, it's Sunday. What's going on Sunday? Genuinely hadn't clicked. And then I go, that was the first time. Second time comes around was at the wedding. I'm going, prior to the wedding, I'm copying emails because the soccer boys played the first game on the weekend and I missed it because we're down at the wedding. And they won 6-0, by the way.
Without you, that's...
I think that that is direct correlation and causation.
But the team that they were playing against, who were not great apparently, they had hit me up because they were another from our own club. So they were like, oh, we're playing catch-up on Sunday. Do you want to come join us? And I've turned to Laura and gone, oh, there's a catch-up game. I'm going to fill in for another team. Hey, can I? What are we doing on Sunday? And she's gone, think about it. Think about it.
I wonder if she was pissed off with this Saturday night, bro.
I will say,
this
is changing the whole... I don't know why she's mad at me, bro.
Not to mention the amount of drinks that you pounded after that. Like, Jesus.
And then at the end of the night, when it's clearly ticking over into her birthday, I'm like, hey, I'm just going to go to kick on. Kick on. So she's like, think about it.
So, love you, Mrs. Sherbs.
Yeah, no, I took her to a nice
put
dinner.
Put up with too much.
Took her to a really nice dinner. I made up for it.
Where'd you guys go?
You had been Adam Rhodes Oliveto. It's so nice. No. Out on the waterfront by the
sounds Italian.
River. It is Italian. It's like, yeah, Italian.
Must be Italian.
Dinamite.
Bruh, it's pricey, but fuck. The food is so rich and just like...
But no price is too much on her birthday, is it?
No. I love you very much, my lovely wife. So good work. I've
now,
always...
sound like you're not being good held work. Hostage.
Good work for what? Good work for putting up with you.
Good work. Good life. Another year.
Oi. Fire and frosting. Yeah. That's all we're saying.
Fire and frosting. Cakes and candles.
Cakes and
bro.
Candles. Cakes love and you, candles. Mrs. Sherbs. Cakes and candles. All right, let's speak
about
it.
It still was a long weekend, by the way.
It was still a long weekend. That was so bad. Look, there's not a lot of football that we're going to talk about because we're busy all weekend. So we will talk about what we talk about and you'll hear it right after the piss break. Let's go piss.
Hey guys, just Matty B checking in here in the middle of the podcast. Look, you think that we're on a piss break right now, but actually, we're on a Dubby break. You guys have heard it all before. Dubby is our number one go-to source of caffeine when there's a coffee drip not around. Some beautiful flavors with zero sugar, zero artificial colors or dyes, zero secret formulas or nasty hidden ingredients. It's gluten-free. We love these unique flavors. The guava watermelon burst. Oh, so damn good. It's a much better alternative than smashing regular caffeine into your system. So make sure you head to dubby.gg and use code 5thnd at checkout, 5thnd for 10% off. Praise be unto Dubby and enjoy the rest of the show.
And we're back. Welcome back. Piss break achieved. Let's run through team of the week. It's your week, my guy. Lockie.
Yes, it is my team. So fullback, we got...
What?
It is my team, I said.
It is his team.
Oh.
It's his team of the week. Because we got even
and
on weeks.
It sounded funny the first time, and then I was like, oh no, it actually doesn't make sense.
Oh, so you're like the fucked up one.
I am.
Shut the fuck up.
So the fullback on my team is Joey Manu, who broke the record for most meters gained
again?
In a game.
He already had that record.
No, he didn't. He just stole it from Guthrie.
Didn't he have
Guthrie.
The 300? Oh.
He stole it from Guthrie.
I thought he had the 300.
That was the international game.
Yes.
That was the Kiwis game. Kiwis game. Club game. He stole it by Guthrie by 1 meter.
Oh.
Good. Well, he might run out there and do the tackle and drive him back. on the wings, you had the captain, Josh Adokar, with his hat-trick, and Ronaldo Mulitalo, who had a double.
Oh, Mulitalo.
The centers were Bronson Hot Piss Sherry, welcome back to the NRL, mate, and Selwyn Cobbo.
Who just had a blinder off some mistakes from the Dolphins.
Mm. Halves, Cam Munster, Daly Cherry Evans. Front row was Terrell May, Adam Fanil Blake. Hooker was Brandon Smith.
Good to see him back in some form.
It was. Back row was a Huddy Young, Teague Wilton.
Yep.
Locking the scrum, Victor Radley. And off the bench, Xavier Willison.
Have you seen the size of this motherfucker, Xavier Willison Sherpa?
Yeah, he's trying to crash over with that fucking mullet. Yeah.
Bro, he is like 6'6 and like 130 kilos. He's like the next Nas.
He would not look like... wrong off the bench for Penn, like just looking like those Mount Druitt, like
no, he wouldn't.
St. Mary's boys.
No, he looks like one of them. Fantasy going into this week. Anyone you would have changed? Actually, Sherpa going into the team of the week. Obviously, you would have some power boys in there.
Yeah, fuck Daly Cherry Evans, but you know whatever.
He's got a double.
I don't think
Until
Brown played better than Daly Cherry Evans.
No, I agree.
I reckon you could make an argument for the ass man over Cam Munster.
I would make the argument for Sean Johnson.
SJ was the secondary number 7 that was tossed up there.
Because fuck Daly Cherry Evans.
Yes.
But
scored a dog.
Yeah, I know. SJ is a dog. You are correct.
Well, in the show notes, we actually talk about SJ more than we talk about Daly Cherry Evans. So we're going to get
there. All I'm saying is.
So what happens when you milk a penalty, Sherpa? He's stuck because he wants to argue that too.
Joey Marnie and Josh Adokar were standouts. I really, really like them. And yeah, Brandon Smith, they were the ones that I would have just, yeah.
So Adokar and Manu were the coin flip for the captain this week.
I think funny because it could have been KP being the fullback pretty easily. Could have been. If they win that game, he could have easily.
But also, he was like disengaged with the hip flexor stuff for a little while, whereas Joey Manu, 80 minutes, was fucking there.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe Drinky as well at fullback if they had won. He looked like he had a bit of a decent game.
Fucking love Drinky. All right, fantasy team talk. I finally won a fucking game. Thank God. I'm 2-4, but I'm still in ninth. Lockie, you also won. 3-3, sitting in seventh. And the Sherpa also got up. 4-2. Without
Jose, yo, my number one scorer.
Well, I had no fucking backs.
Sucks for you, bro.
Yeah, but hey, still won. Haven't been outside the top six.
The fact you and Timmy are doing well is very confusing.
It is very confusing to me. But it's good. It's the first week that we've all won a week. So we love that. And I'm typically the one that's letting that down. So that's fine. Udi's odds, we didn't get up. It was not a great week for the Udi better. He was, you know, being in the wedding. His mind was elsewhere. We had a couple of sneaky bets on the side, you and I, Lachlan.
Yeah, I had a disastrous, ambitious Melbourne Storm Bulldogs multi that relied on the dogs Javier getting up.
Coates, brah, that's all I needed. The line was always the way to go.
Yeah, the line would have been better.
So we're another $20 down. However, we're still in the black, sitting at 86.84 after the win last week.
Shows you, even if you keep losing, one big win keeps you in it. So one keep that in mind if you're thinking about giving up.
Yep. Just keep going.
Gamble responsibly.
We had 2 out of 5 hit this week in the overs in the Warriors Manly game and Renato Mulitalo going in, but overs in Storm Bulldogs, overs in Tigers Dragons, and Inari Tuala.
Early Tuala loss
down. Getting into the football this week, the Roosters held strong against the Newcastle Knights. Look, by this first half, the Roosters should have run away with it and won by way, way more. The Knights are absolutely fucking rubbish. But in typical Roosters fashion this year, they kind of fell asleep. The Knights had a nice end to the half with the Woi Woi Rexy getting over right on the hooter, throwing up gang signs as he got – it wasn't actually gang signs. He's just throwing up fucking West Side because he's the Woi Woi Rexy, I think. But then they had a strong second half. Sherpa, what do you make of this game?
Oh, well, I caught up with the Roosters guys on the Friday straight after this.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they were relieved to say the least. That the last 5 minutes, there was definitely a lot of racing hearts in that coach's box. Let's put it that way.
Well, KP just tore him up in that last 2 minutes.
We were watching that and just he just went away from it. He just boom.
It was who's on that left wing? They just fell asleep. It was
Twyla.
No, for the Roosters.
Left wing is Tupou.
Jackson.
Nah, he doesn't play for them anymore. It's Tupou. Tupou's on the left wing.
Jackson Bolo, he plays for them. No, he plays for Manly.
Jackson Bolo does not play for the Roosters.
No, he plays for Manly.
The other one, Junior Borgo. That's the one. Junior Borgo.
Oh, Palga or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah, Junior Palga. Yeah. So, but he just fell asleep. KP didn't even throw the dummy. He just like waited for that to open up.
I think KP's acceleration is
and
just
then
so.
He just burnt.
For someone so big, he's so quick because he's a tall, rangy bloke.
Yeah, so just no support.
No one pushing up. Come on, like Bradman Best or whoever that winger is out there. If it's Greg the Leg, then that's why he didn't push up. But
yeah,
I don't know. You got to be out there. You got to help him. Like if anyone's there, it just draws Teddy and boom, you're away. Like someone like
Manu,
Cogger.
Manu.
And you're gone. Like
Manu didn't even really hit Ponga that hard. Just hit him enough to like slow him down for the rest
and
to come.
And that was good. You don't need to put a big hit on there. You just need to kind of get in the way. But yeah, it's unlucky for the Knights. I do think there probably should have been a penalty or a six again for that hold down on Ponga.
Mm.
They were definitely laying in the ruck down that last tackle.
Yeah, but
and
you
then the brain
do
fade
do.
By Braley at the end there to put that little kick in.
Yes,
just spread
that
it to the
good.
Right.
Yeah.
Just spread
they
it.
Had,
you've got
they
the
had
numbers.
The numbers, bro. They
like,
just
if I'm coming down to, I want the game to be won, I want to give it to my best player who's, you know, in their case, Ponga.
Yeah, 100%. But yeah, just needed that person in support after the Adam Elliott fall over. With like 3 or 4 minutes to go.
I think having Manu at fullback for the Roosters too kind of move them to a better way for them to play, which is just up the middle. Yeah. They have such a good forward rotation. They have guys who push up so well, like because their forwards playing hard through the middle unlocks Brandon Smith, which unlocks their halves, which unlocks their outside edges. They spread too fast and too early. They have the cattle to go with any team in the middle. They need to keep doing that. And Manu, I think, helps that because he just fucking runs it straight.
And you see that when you got the likes of people like Victor Radley making your breaks for you. It's because they're just bodying up through the middle and then the late offloads to break through.
He was running fantastic support
this game. And once you have that and the defensive line is collapsed, that's when you use your big boppers and you can get over the top. And I think there's that's the reason that they stayed. Like, obviously, Cleary wasn't playing and neither was Fisher-Harris, but they stayed with Penrith because they went up the middle with him. When they played against the Dogs, they tried to do the same and go out wide. It's like, if they had just run through the Dogs through the middle for that first 40 minutes, they would have won by 20.
Yeah. Well, speaking of the Dogs, Storm Dogs was 16-14. Closer game than most people would have predicted. I had the line. The line was outrageous. It was minus 18. I was like, there is no way, as good as the Storm are.
They win by 20.
There's no way they win by 20 against this Dogs team. This Dogs team has a bit of grit about it.
The Dogs are missing a lot of vital pieces. I will say.
And they were also in this game to the very end, bro.
The Dogs' left edge was fucking so good.
It was hot. Absolutely
hot. Moving Sherry into there has... Yeah, has been incredible. I think they're going to keep that edge as it is. Like, it was a standout for them. It's like they just realized, hey, we have Kikau and Adokar. Let's just give him the ball, see what happens. And Sherry's a great link man because he's big enough where he can draw some attention. And
why is he so big?
Well, we all know why he's big and fast. And he's skillful enough to get the ball out to Adokar. Like, there was that play for Adokar's second, I think, where he just kind of drawn past, bang, he was gone.
A lot of outs for the Dogs, though, with Jake Preston, Rice Sutton, Taff.
So what happens with Taff if he comes back this
week? That's the question, right? So I think Taff
should play six, bro.
He won't play six.
I don't think he will. I think
Burton in the seven.
Burton's starting to find something on that left edge, and he linked up a few times on the right-hand side. I'd put Taff back at fullback just for some creativity.
And is it who loses the spot? You take out, who was it, Watson or whatever his name was? No, sorry, Kraz.
You might lose the Wahash.
Yeah.
Maybe. Or I don't mind the idea of Tracy as like a 14. And then you fuck off Salmon and Kurt Mann starts as your lock. That's probably what I do.
You've been saying that for weeks. But
but it's so easy.
Yeah.
I think Crichton is your centers with Sherry, your wingers.
I think there's something to be said about Kurt Mann coming off the bench though and running kind of like that. Not Appy as in like a hooker, but running that like the power link man.
But I don't mind him doing that for the first 60 or 55, and then if Tracy hasn't had a run, bring him to do a little bit of that because then you're bringing on a guy who's got a similar halves-ish skill set and with some speed and fresh legs. That's how I'd be running that bench with him as the 14 because if you lose an outside back, Tracy can play any of those spots. Tracy can fill in at six if he needed to, and he can fill in that extra forward rotation.
I think it will be Tracy who probably makes way.
Jesus.
Like to the bench. I think that is the case.
The Dogs moved this week, bro. Listen to these run meters. Crichton 131, Tracy 126, Kiraz 303. Shout out the Wahash.
Maybe the Wahash stays
there. Sherry 209, Adokar 243. Even like down to big boys, Vili had 100.
He makes those breaks and just gets away from
Josh Curran 156, Sam Hughes off the bench had 90.
They've got a good side, man. They've got a good side.
Outside of their seven, they have a great side.
I think they need an upgrade at seven and they need another forward. A forward they can just get to just fucking make those meters. But the way I would structure their backs at full strength, I would have, Taff at fullback. I think Tracy hasn't done much to get knocked out of that fullback spot. He's looked really good. Mm-mm. And my wingers would be Adokar and the Wahash.
Mm-hmm. You meant Taff, not Tracy. You said Tracy. Tracy's
been good at fullback too.
Sorry, Taff at fullback, but Tracy hasn't been far off like getting that spot.
Yeah, yeah.
He'd be next up for fullback.
Because he's been swapping out with Crichton and he's safe under the high ball.
And I'd go...
This was going to be my question is Crichton's first game at fullback, right, other than the half he played last week or whatever it was that he did bits and pieces of.
It was good. He was safe.
Yeah. I just didn't... I mean, everyone's
Why didn't play fullback this game? Tracy played fullback.
They swapped.
They swapped just before full time. Before half time. Before kickoff. So what happened was Wahash moved out to the wing. Tracy moved to fullback and Crichton went into that center spot that Wahash had.
Okay. Gotcha. Gotcha.
And like held down that right hand side.
I do think if it was any, I think Serrato has the ability to tell Crichton, hey, I think you need to play center.
Mm.
I don't think he needs to play fullback. I think even Crichton's probably becoming aware that maybe isn't.
Anyway, all this to be said, Josh Adokar had probably his game as a Bulldog. He's had a couple of like decent games, but I think this like kind of stands out amongst the rest. And as you said, they're finding some real strike in that left edge.
When they're just getting to that left edge early, just run it all the time. Just be like, South almost won a comp doing it.
Well, good on the. Also, you know, let's give a little bit of praise to the Melbourne Storm. They did hold on.
Move on. Fuck it.
Okay. All right. We're moving on. Broncos, Dolphins. Here we go. Broncos ended up 28 over the Dolphins 14. Dolphins had an early lead 4-0. And then in a broken and dead play, Hamiso Tabuai-Fido was chasing weird. After Corey Oates.
A couple of marks in me by this point. What was going on with this? Like,
well, the ball was called back, and the you know how like wingers get when they you know they don't think the ball's been called back. So he kept going, and then Hamiso obviously hadn't heard it called back either. So he had like lunged at Corey Oates, and because they thought they were still jostling for play, Corey Oates fended him off. And as he's done that, his leg has like kind of divoted in, and he's done something to his hamstring.
That sucks for Dolphins fans. To lose your best player in a dead play. And
yeah.
I did see that when he went off, the team just kind of fell a bit apart.
They did. And they lost like their best player, their most creative player. And someone that like plays in that support.
I hate Nick Arima at fullback, eh? And I don't have much choice, but I really hate him at fullback.
Yeah, so just like it started to like make everything disjointed. Like this game could have probably been worse. It wasn't the Broncos' best game, but they scored a lot off of broken plays from the Dolphins, and it was because they didn't have that link man in Tabuai-Fido. Like they ran left side a couple of times, and he would usually be like the out the back man who would then set up the wingers, but instead that turned into a turnover that then sent Reece Walsh on a full length try. Then they tried to run the same on the right side. Nick Arima got it wrong again, and it ended up Azra Mam tipped it into the hands of Selwyn Cobbo, and then he was gone as well. So there's 12 points right there. It's a 16-14 game without that, bro. Like it is a difference. It's an absolute difference. And when they started to like actually get the pieces together in the last 10 minutes of the game, that was when they scored. Yeah, Jermaine Asaka have his individual brilliance of a try. Jack Bostock got up and had a really good try as well. So it's just
the Asaka try was sick.
Yeah, the Asaka try was fucking unbelievable.
He always scores six tries.
But the thing is, like, you know, we talked weeks ago about, you know, the Broncos maybe being in a spot of trouble without Payne Haas, Adam Reynolds, and Reece Walsh. All this to be said.
Did Payne Haas play?
Nah.
This is a big win for them. I know it doesn't sound like a lot. I know they're quite injured, the Dolphins, but you need to just kind of put the shit teams away.
And this is what I'm getting at, right? Like we were talking about, you know, some of these wins that maybe had question marks over them for the Broncos. These are the games they have to win. If they're going to be there for the big dance at the end, these are the games that they have to win. And credit to them for seizing the opportunities. Maybe not so much with their offense, but their defense was quite good. And you know, defense leads into offense. Anything else to be said about this game?
I hated Reece Walsh's fucking headgear, but he played well.
Yeah.
I just hate the guy.
I thought it was silly to rush him back for this. I reckon they could have won this without him.
Yeah.
A couple of drunk conversations around the table that night of, why does he do that fucking shitty little dive? The PK was not vibing. Was not vibing at all.
Was this the game with the shitty, was that the previous game with the arm to the face and the tackle?
That was Sam Hughes in the Bulldogs game.
Yeah.
Okay. There was another bad call in that game as well that we didn't touch on, I think, as well.
That was the Pap getting binned for pushing Crichton, which I think was a bin. That's a professional foul.
I don't think so. I think it was jostling for it. But anyways, okay, that's all right. That wasn't this game. I was just misremembering.
Okay, fantastic. Well, the floor is always open at the end if you ever want to
just jump in, brother.
I'll just forget things. There's so much that happens.
Like your wife's birthday. To your wife, bro.
Like my wife's birthday. Yeah.
All right, the draw of the round. First game on Saturday, Warriors-Sea Eagles, 22 apiece. Look, Sherpa was pretty adamant coming into the studio this week. What did DC even do? What did DC even do? He fell over the line twice. He's not even that good of a fucking halfback. What did he even do? He scored two tries, bro. That's what he did.
Do you legitimately think Sean Johnson's better than D? Like, not as like a meme. Do you actually?
Yes. I genuinely believe that.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Do you think he's better now, or he's like their careers are like, if you put them side by side, Sean Johnson's better?
Oh, I think that's a good question. Nice.
That is a good one.
Got him stumped.
Yeah, look. Because the reality is no.
You just like Sean Johnson way more.
I do like him.
I like
a lot
Sean Johnson way more than DCE, but
yeah.
I'm beginning to respect DCE like a lot more. Like he's doing this.
You
at
can't
35.
Take away what he's done. Okay, we've been through. We don't need to get bogged down in this shit again because we've done
dog.
It before.
Yeah, dog.
You can respect what he's done. I don't think he's a dog. I don't like him as a dog.
Do you think he's not a dog?
No, because he's a fucking little whiny little test tube baby.
He is. Two things can be true.
We've established this.
Yeah, we discussed this at length.
No, look, I just think Sean Johnson carries himself with a lot more dignity and just looks like a more sophisticated and nicer guy out there on the field. Plus, he's sexy as fuck.
First of all, they're rugby league players. They're not supposed to be sophisticated or nice guys.
Yeah, and he pulls it off still, bro. He still pulls it off, so.
I will say,
look,
think
if we're going on fuck factor, then yes, I would fuck Sean Johnson. I wouldn't fuck Daly Cherry Evans.
It might be a, it might be a hate fuck with Daly.
No, hate fucks are good sometimes. Hate fucks are good sometimes.
You always get people talking about how articulate DCE is, but I think Sean Johnson's just as good as him. If he wasn't Kiwi, people would say the same shit that they do.
Anyways, look, yes, DCE did okay. He fell on the ball a couple of times, scored a couple of tries.
Both these teams are hard to get a read on. Maybe they the Warriors aren't quite as good, and maybe the Manly Seagulls are.
Well, the comeback was on. Manly was up 16-0, and it had to be a 22-6 run. SJ is that dog, though. He, that last try to DWZ was wrapped up by two guys and still found a way to throw a two-man cutout offload to DWZ on the wing, who still had like plenty to
DWZ
do.
DWZ is a fucking dog, let me
he
tell you.
He is a dog. Bro, not only did he have the intercept try, he had the intercept 360 no-scope. And then fucking gone. Turbo had nothing on him. So, you know, let's kind of get to the burning question. Was the SJ penalty right or wrong? I am going to go into the camp that, yes, it was definitely a penalty. He was making a play at the leg, and we saw, and we shouldn't penalize for previous injuries or injuries that we've seen, but it was a dangerous play, and we saw Lachie Ilias' leg fucking broken into a million pieces in New South Wales Cup literally last week for a similar play. Josh Alloyer is two times the size of Sean Johnson going straight at his fucking fibula or whatever it's called. I think it was a rightful penalty. Floor is open to you two.
I don't think it's that controversial. I'm just being the controversial one. I don't think this is a question. Is everyone thinks it's a penalty. I just don't.
That's, that actually summed it up quite well. That was quite good. That's quite DCE-ish of you.
Why don't you think it's a penalty, though?
You just don't like penalties, which is fine. Like, I agree. A lot of the time, I'm like, let it play.
Also, the sport that you're from, like, they allow people to fucking go at the legs.
I hate it in my sport, too.
Well,
I will say, I don't think if SJ lays down for as long as they do, they call that. That was a late whistle from what you could tell.
I also don't think, like, okay, if it was, if he was maliciously going, I don't think he was bending over. I think it's, again, unfortunate what happened in the reserve grade last week, right? Unfortunate. But again, it's like they're coming to smother.
I think it's a penalty even if Lachie Ilias stuff doesn't happen. They always go, 100%. As soon as you go for the legs.
I get, and also you protect the kicker. That's the rule. Everyone looks after the kicker. Yeah. I get it.
I do think some of the
kind of somewhat I get. I
think
hitting
the kicker stuff is overrated. I think you should be allowed to put a little bit more pressure on the kicker, but not on the leg.
See, that's the bit I don't get. The leg is the bit you're trying to smother. I can't, like,
you know what this comes down to? You know what this entirely comes down to? AFL. That's where my comparison is coming to. Bro, all they are doing is throwing themselves at people's legs because that's called a smother. It's literally one of the 1%ers that you are taught as you're trained in the sport. And I cannot get my head around is the fact that they're trying to smother the ball. What else are they going to do? What else are they going to do? They're going to stop the ball.
If
they tackle the bloke, then you're not stopping the ball. Like,
but there's guys that do it without hitting the legs. Like Kikau leads the league in it and doesn't hit legs.
Yep, that's because he's too slow and he's never actually had the leg. You know what I mean?
I think he's got like three charge down tries this year already.
Yeah,
like,
do you know what I mean? Like,
I get it. No, I'm not. Yeah, there are ways of doing it. Yeah, clearly, if the ball bounces off your noggin and it bounces into your path and then you go and run and fucking score a try, that's great. Well done. That was more probably the.
Jeremy Marshall King did not get up after it bounced into his noggin. He was dead for a second.
Look, I just think, again, don't get me wrong. I understand why it's a penalty. I understand we're trying to protect the kicker. I understand all of these things. I just look at that particular instant and I go, he wasn't even really crouched. He was kind of running and it was more the leg following through hitting him as opposed to him charging at the leg.
It's the same in basketball. Like you can't stand in the space of the shooter. Like you can't, you have to give them space to land.
Don't talk about basketball, bro.
No, but I'm just saying.
The fucking fouls and that shit makes zero sense. Like, bro, you fucking.
I have supported a team my entire life of them not protecting kickers. One of the greatest kickers of all time, and he got fucking roughed up, and his career was probably drawn short because he got fucked up.
I'm fine with roughing up kickers, but just hit the body, don't hit the legs. I'm fine with hitting the body.
I don't get that.
Why are they going to fuck up the kick if you hit their body just as much as if you like?
No, it's already fucking miles gone. But actually, it's kind of okay. If you, that's a fucking penalty because it's like if you're going to fucking smash someone
late, but hit him as he's kicking, it's fine.
Yeah, sure. But how are you getting to the body?
But even if you don't agree with the legs rule, like it's if you hit the legs when it's like that, when they're in the air, they're going to get done.
Was he in the air?
I don't know if he's in the air.
I don't think he was in the air.
His legs aren't like, because they normally do the little, now they jump when they kick so that they're in the air.
Look, as I said, my opinion, I don't think it should have been. I'd rather get hit in
the legs by an AFL player than by a rugby league front rower.
There's a fair point of that. There are some big
units. I was going to say, like,
it was O'Shea Alloyer, bro. Yeah. Like, it was a big front rower.
Look, fine, whatever. I don't think this was as controversial as it was. Until,
also, do you
until,
smother? Because you smother, like, with your hands, right? Like, you can't, like, throw out
your
legs
forearms and your arms. But he didn't. He ran through. Like, he just ran with, like, this.
Nah, he got it with the knees.
Well, I'm watching this
His
again.
His knee connected with Sean Johnson.
Let's keep going, but I'm watching this again.
Okay. Moving on to Lockie's Bane game. And I don't know if you're going to want to watch this because you're going to want to talk about this game, I think. Parramatta Eels got up over the North Queensland Cowboys 27-20. If we did have a belt, it would be sitting with the Sherpa currently.
It would be. How cool. Oh, no.
No, you bet.
No, it would be with... If we started from this season, still be with Penrith.
Nah, but we talked about it last week. So if we had a belt from
let's
now.
Let's imagine. We would have started from the season.
Oh, you want to imagine now? Oh, we're out here imagining. Well, I'm imagining that the Cowboys didn't fucking lose. Yeah. That's what I'm imagining.
You haven't played them yet.
No. We play them in like 2 weeks.
We're going, aren't we?
No, it's Queensland Country Bank that game.
Oh, it's later in the year that we're going. Oh, sad. Maybe we go in 2 weeks.
The floods.
All right, Lockie's Bane game. The one thing that I had to take away with this. The fuck was Parramatta wearing, bro? That looked like a training jersey. What is that about, bro?
It's the HMAS, whatever the fuck Parramatta it is. It's like
you guys have some horrendous jerseys, by
that
the
was,
way.
That was, I was not frothing it, to
it was
be
like,
honest.
It was like a navy thing or some shit.
Yeah,
I can't
it was the truth. Like a training jersey, bro.
I don't understand how constantly fuck up yellow and blue.
It's just, yeah, it was tough.
They're not great colours.
Even your heritage
like,
jersey was kind of
like unique colours you could do. I didn't mind the heritage one. It was okay.
Could have leaned into a bit more.
In fact, like that was literally like someone said to me, they go,
we have the same colours, bro. And we have nice jerseys.
That is a good point.
Yeah, you're white and blue, basically.
Bro, look at the fucking emblem, bro.
I know there's yellow on it, but what kit do you wear? You wear the white and blue.
You have white and blue as well. No. Why ain't I fucking leaning into that?
Well, all right, well, fine. Give us your kit.
With an accent of yellow. No, I like my kit. I like my kit way more.
You guys are with Darwin this week.
That's
usually against us.
I know. We were a little bit smarter, but not by too much. I think we're taking the Dolphins there.
Yeah, but Dolphins without Hammer. True. Without Herbie, probably without Flegler.
Yeah,
doing all right.
Doing okay. You got some momentum going into this game too.
And then you win by 12 and everyone says, Power's here. We've got two in a row. Moses isn't back yet. Power's here. A
couple of things that the biggest thing that I think we can take away from this game, and we've been calling for it for weeks. We're not prophets or anything like that. We just call it out. We see it. Dejan,
also, not the only ones calling it. Everyone's calling for
it. I don't fucking care.
After last week, there's a lot of people calling
Dejan Arce was the absolute difference in this game. We love the Arce man on this show. He just like provided the necessary structure and not giving the ball to and we love Blaze. We're not saying we don't like Blaze, but we're not giving the
Blaze
ball to
Blaze. Also 19 years old. And like,
that's what I was going to say. Not giving the ball to an
18-year-old halfback. Like.
Yeah. So, you know, the Arce man, I think he had 2 try assists and a try himself. Like he just.
Some good kick control as well.
I can't remember if I said it on the show.
Excellent game control.
But in the deal Brown said after last week, he was told just play.
Yeah, you said it on the
himself.
Show. Last week.
Yeah,
play himself. Yeah. Don't
like,
play like
this. This is
play
the
himself.
Difference, right? Like just. You need someone to kind of do that controlling thing.
Mm, 100%.
And he came out and he didn't, he's not an amazing controller. He's not like an Adam Reynolds or like a Cleary, but he just got people around the park, put him in their right spots and did
Even
what he needed to do.
Field goal to seal the game. Like
he's got a boot on him.
He does have that boot on him.
He's just a Kiwi Matt Burton.
Yeah, he is. Like a little bit, you know, slower and lower, but he does everything good. He does everything good. Him on the Dogs next to Matt Burton would be quite good. Yeah. Quite good.
It's interesting that he actually wasn't still the primary kicker, though. He kicked less kick meters and really
less kicks, less kick. Or, I mean, if he had one more kick, if he had the same amount of kicks.
It's
like,
pretty even, but it's just interesting.
His were a lot high. His were like, he puts up the bombs. Yeah.
Three to two bombs.
You had that really nice finish on what, like, I think that's Arce's, because Mitch has a good long and short kicking game. When you put those two together, you'd go for Dill's short kicking game and Arce's long.
Mm, 100%. 100%. But you know what? Shout out to Parra.
Do you feel cold?
He had
do you feel
crisis?
Didn't he? I thought he had one.
I thought he did as well. I thought he.
Do you know that NRL and Fox count them different? So Fox count last person to touch the ball, so the center gets it if the winger scores. Mm. But NRL count who like initiates the play, like a hockey assist kind of.
I don't agree with
which
that.
Which I find hard to like determine, right? Like if it goes half, six, fullback, who gets dummy half just gets them all.
I don't agree with that, but it is what it is.
The only other thing I will make a comment about from our side of things was that it was good to see Simonsen back in the team and Sindri playing his fucking guts out. Like, it just shows that
Now, even though I fucking hate Morgan Harper, it means there's competition for spots there, and it means Sivo's no longer just be able to walk in onto this team.
It's nice. It's nice to see guys like care and compete.
Yeah, and that's something that like that chase down tackle early on in the game was. It's a standout. Shows that he's just got that passion. He wants to be there, and we've been saying it all of last year and started this year before he got injured. He was amazing, right? Who would have been saying that he's been one of our best wingers?
One of your better wingers. At least most consistent, if not like...
Really impressed to see him back and shows that he can play both centre and wing pretty consistently, so I'm not too worried about that. I had zero faith going into this game. I genuinely had zero faith, and that's really sad to say, but they're just...
Well, we even joked, and I didn't want to put it too far into the universe, but we did joke about a 50-burger. Mm. We also
said that it was either going to go one or two ways. You'd either thump us or it was going to be real tight.
And we'd lose or we'd thump you. And it was tight and we lost.
Yeah. So, look, it's good signs. They made the changes they need to make.
That was good from Brad because Brad doesn't...
Yeah.
I think he realizes his coaching
is coming. If he can't do something soon, he's gone. He's got to make finals this year.
Because last year and the years prior, he would always hesitate to make the easy...
Yeah.
Move, it's like just move this guy here and start him. And I really, really love that they've kept that Junior Paulo off the bench stuff. That has been, and just keep doing it. Like it worked, and like some coaches do that for a bit and then stop because they go, "Oh, I've done it. It's worked. I know that it works."
62 PCMs for Junior Paulo,
but just he's just done smart stuff and he's gone back to basics for being a coach and he's using his bench a little bit better. Still some questionable stuff, but...
No, it's been better because he's carrying mostly forwards on there, which has just been good. And it's like, better signs. I just like that they've got, a bit more structure. Hopefully we can see a bit more consistency, but I'm not...
And you still got Mitch to come back to eventually.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, next game, Rabbitohs Sharks. Not a lot to really cover in this game. We did talk about off-air... Nico Hines getting the 2 points for Dally M, which is just like fucking questionable as in itself. And even the Sherpa said, like looking at this game, where even was he?
I didn't watch it, right? I just watched the highlights and he was involved in one bit of play.
It was like a broken kick that turned into a try.
At the end of the game.
Yeah.
I know the highlights don't tell the story of the entire game, but it just shows that if you're not there doing
the Nico Hines hype train was insane, wasn't it? Mm. Like how quickly all that sanity. Kind of... Yeah, it's weird.
I don't think it stopped. Oh, are you saying how quickly it right?
How quickly it
I think
went
it's
up,
slowing yeah. down. I think people are starting to go, oh, maybe he's not...
No, I don't.
You don't think so?
No. What?
Maybe because... It might be because we all have... Like, and we talk to people with similar like opinions. I always feel like him and Jerome Luai are kind of like the barometer for if you actually like
understand
what's happening.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if you like... Because you go, Jerome Luai just sucks. He does nothing. Like, he's... Whereas you at least like he's good, you just fucking hate him.
Yes.
Which is the right take, actually. There is a right take in that. And I have the wrong take, you have the right take. Where like I think Nico Hines somewhere it's like you say he's good, but like he's not like a world beater. Like he's an average half who has a really good team.
Well, I think a larger catalyst for this team is Renato Mulitalo. He was
holy
involved.
Fuck, he was had like more try assists as a winger, bro.
He had two try assists to T. Well, at least helped set up two tries to T. Wilton. He had two of his own. Like, if he doesn't play well, then they don't play well. And I think that you've seen that when they try to pump it right side to Sione Katoa, they're not as effective. They go left side to Mulitalo, and they're winning more games. Rabbitoh showed a little bit late in the game.
Like, so I just want to jump in. Another Shark who impressed me was Brayley.
Yeah,
Blake. Yeah, you've been off him. Blake? Or was it you who was off him? No, you didn't like him as a starting.
No, Jaden Brayley.
I don't like Jaden Brayley in Newcastle as a starter. Yeah, Blake Brayley, I really like.
And this brings me, before we go to the Rabbits, this is like a point kind of I was going to say. So Madge Maguire put together a bit of a meeting of senior Blues guys, or like former Blues guys who are still playing. A lot of Para guys got invited. So Mitch, Junior, and Gutho all got invited. Mm. All the Penrith guys that played, including Dio Edwards, got invited. The Penrith guys weren't in Sydney, so didn't go because they're away for their bye trip. All the Rabbits guys declined, including Latrell, Cody, Cam Murray, and Cook because they're trying to worry about not coming last, which is fair enough.
I actually think that's a good sign from the club.
That's a good decision. Hopefully that came down from it because you could imagine – the headline with Cody and like Latrell, like going to some Blues thing. Yeah. But I thought it was interesting from Madge McGuire. He invited Brayley. He invited Blake Brayley, who was in the squad last year. Played. But I think the New South Wales hooker spot is fucking stacked.
Absolutely.
You look, you got like Appy, who's the best hooker in the world at the moment. Cook, who's got... Who do you think's better than...
I'm biased.
There's no way you think Reece Roberts. There's no way.
I'm biased.
Fuck off.
I'm biased.
We talked about last season, he's legitimately the most important player to his team in the league. And then Cook, Reece Robson.
Cook, I don't think Cook's there this year.
But he's
Cook's
in there. Okay.
I know he's in the conversation. I know what you mean. Yeah.
Right? Like, and then you got Robson and you got Brayley. Like, that's a stacked fucking.
There's a lot going on there. There's a lot going on there for sure. The Rabbits showed a little bit of life late. But still not enough. Again, off the backs of dudes like Tom Burgess, who are just like fucking still going. And last year, but like still absolutely putting up some numbers. Just some of their older fellas just like dragging them over the line. What's doing with JD? Is it time for him to go? Like, what are we...
I don't know.
They're 1-5.
I go back and forth, and I know the question was about JD, but I think it goes into some Latrell kind of question too, where it's... I never have wanted to be that guy with Latrell. Always defended him, always, you know, tried to be understanding from his side. But this is the hardest that this team's played all year.
Yeah.
Except for a small portion during the Dogs game, this is the hardest that I've played all year. And he wasn't there.
Yeah. Well, I think that says a lot.
I think if he's there, they probably lose this by more.
Mm. Just because he's trying to do his own stuff or?
I don't know. I don't know. And I think JD needs to, I don't, if Jai Gray plays really well for the next, was it another 2 weeks for Latrell? You got three?
Three weeks total, I think.
Whatever, yeah. Three or four. If Jai plays well for the next few weeks, does Latrell come back into centres?
Nah, I don't think they move him to centres. I think he's round 10.
Does JD go, I need to do what's best for the team and for my career?
Does he make that call though? Because it's a bit like Brad Arthur. He's not chopping and changing enough.
He might make that call to save his career, right? Like say they manage to get another, they get two wins, right, in the next 2 weeks. Who do they, I don't know who they have. Let me quickly see.
There was talk about, so there was this thing 5 days ago. I saw it pop up, right?
With Whiten at 7 or?
No. There was talk about startling new claims that he wouldn't be surprised if Latrell Mitchell doesn't return to the NRL for the rest of the 2024 season. I was talking about this off air and I was-
I had not read it.
You hadn't seen this? I saw this pop up and I didn't read it properly, but there's people saying, do you really want to play? So has anyone ever sat down with Latrell and said, do you really want to play this game? So that's what apparently Phil Gould said. He was like, has anyone sat down with him?
That's because he's trying to get him off contract so he can bring it to the Dogs.
Yes. Or is it just, I'll do it because I'm good at it and I'll do it my own way?
I do think it's a question. It's not a question that Phil Gould should be asking publicly on behalf of Latrell. I think Gus should be reaching out, if this is what he believes, should be reaching out to Latrell privately and saying, hey, you know, as someone who's done this at the highest level you can as a player, coach and administrator, you probably need to think about this and come back refreshed. Because, I mean, the best we've seen Latrell play as a Rabbitoh is under Wayne Bennett. Someone who knew how to get people motivated. And then maybe it's just finding out what gets him motivated.
Now, however, Rogers' comments seem to contradict the latest reports that Mitchell has met with Rabbitoh's officials and assured them of his commitment to the club. The fullback was spotted working hard at training this week and is said to be keen on mentoring his replacement, Jai Gray. The fact that they're calling him as a replacement already when... How old's Latrell?
As in replacement for this game.
I read it as replacement for this game. But also, respectfully, Matty Rogers is our source of information right now.
Yeah, true.
Like,
leave a rat alone.
Like, respectfully, like, what are we doing right now? If we're hanging our words on the,
I think it's interesting.
Hanging our thoughts on the words of Matt Rogers.
I do think Latrell's got an interesting crossroad because, I mean, would you pick him in an Origin squad at center or
not right now?
Fullback?
I don't know about right now. I don't think he's shown enough. He's
I'd
not
still
playing
be tempted to
one.
Pick him at centre because fuck me. All I can think when I think of him in blue is when he dad dicked.
When he's good, he's good, guy. Bro.
And he just had his way. Like he was on that stack 2021 team and he was the most dangerous player on the field that included Tommy and all these stars.
Oh, he and Tommy were 1A, 1B.
No, but Latrell was something different. Latrell was something different. Tommy did
I made a lot of money off that series.
Yeah, just bet the overs, bro.
I bet the overs, I bet on Tommy.
He would be one of my favorite players in the NRL when he's
on fire.
When he's on, yeah, for sure.
When he's got that one-on-one and just bush, that right arm.
I can't. I
haven't seen it in so long.
This is the first time I've.
He did it during Vegas. He did it during Vegas. That's literally 5 weeks ago,
and
bro.
And he even saw running at half speed in that Broncos game when he did that little one turn, ran diagonally.
The game
and,
was over, though.
Yeah, but he did it and it was still exciting.
It's like, so funny how quickly, like, it's realistically, I know five games is not good. I'm not saying it's good to be losing that many games, but it's five games. They win but next week.
No, and if
they
so can, I had a quick look. They got a bye next week. Then they've got Melbourne in Melbourne, and then they've got Penrith.
But imagine, I'm not saying they will, but imagine. They beat both those teams, right? Suddenly, the conversation changes.
We're gagging on JD's dick if they beat both those teams.
And, and then he has to come back and play centre.
How fickle sport is, right? Like, it's, I mean, realistically, it's.
I do think the only thing that what hurts JD is that players not currently in the team have come out and said stuff. And this was also rumours last year of, it's not like this is just based on the losses. Last year when they were playing okay to start the year and something's happened and dropped off. And this was the talk then that, hey, he doesn't have control of the locker room. He favours certain guys. He lets them do what they want and other people can't do this. And it's not an isolated thing.
Have you seen that there's talks Mel Meninga is going to come in?
Oh, my God. What a fucking train wreck. I kind of want to see that shit blow up. Holy fuck. Talk about unmotivated. You get fucking Mel Meninga in there. He's going to go, what, I actually have to coach?
Yeah.
I don't just rock up three nights in a year and get paid?
Anyways, let's move on to the next
guy. Fucking hell.
All right. Well, speaking of train wrecks, the West Tigers and the St. George's Illawarra Dragons battled it out. Tigers went down 12-24. Came out this week. The Lomax is no longer a Dragon after this year. He signed a four-year deal to the Slippery Eels. It's not confirmed yet?
No, it's not been confirmed. Oh, okay.
It's pretty much, it will
it's
be
like yeah, it's
okay,
it's
well, it's virtually it. Confirmed a four-year, $2.6 million
probably
deal.
Probably be confirmed by next step.
Signed
in-form winger of the year. Mm. Plot twist though, doesn't want to play on the wing.
True.
He'd be,
that's the most Parramatta thing though, right?
Though we've been speaking about this off air and we just spoke about it in the Parramatta game. There's one bloke I don't want in that back line right now who's in that back line. It's Morgan Harper and he's playing at centre. It's a perfect switch. Like you leave Simonson out
center,
on the wing.
Lomax on Simonson's wing. Happy days.
Mm.
No.
The other way around, he wants Lomax in the centres, bro.
No, mate.
It's so funny that he doesn't, I don't get it. He would be my New South Wales winger with Toto.
Yeah.
Mm. Unbelievable. But
he was so immense in this game. He had a try and I think at least one try assist.
Yeah, two tries. Yeah, two tries. Yeah.
And he's kicking them from all over the place. He's getting involved.
The Lomax Hunt connection has been an absolute revelation. Shane Flanagan's got them playing some really like fun backyard style footy that is getting guys like Jaden Sewer open, Jack Bird open, Jack DeBellin has fucking found form again.
How do you,
again,
you feel as a fan of this team? Like imagine for you, Sherpa, you had like, you had Moses and Gutho like when they're at their prime in what like 2019 whatever 2021 they're your best players by far, everything goes through them, but they both want to fucking leave. As a fan, how do you like
support a team like that? It's toughies.
Look, fair play to them as people though, fair play to them to, well, maybe it's also playing for the next big deal.
No, but to turn up a player, like a Moses at the Tigers or Aloye at the Tigers.
It shows a bit of character from
kick
both
rocks
of them, right?
And just fucking leave.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm impressed by that. But, yeah, it'd be fucking heartbreaking being a fan like that right
now. Like Lomax goes up and you're like, yeah, how exciting. Yeah. And then fucking talk about is how he's a future Eel. And you're like, fuck, this kind of sucks.
Yeah, rough. Tigers looking good. Tigers just looking like they can get there or thereabouts, just not always get the job done. They're going to be a mid-table team. I'm impressed.
If they get Galvin back, who knows? Maybe that changes a little bit. They looked a bit rudderless at points. Having a halfback there, I don't know. The Dragons are improving. What's the – bring up the ladder, Sherpa.
Tigers are in 12th. 13th. And the Dragons are in 13th. So, I think that's – Where they look like they should be.
I mean, there's only one point between the Dragons and 7th.
I guess so, but it's the for and against that kind of kills you. They are, when they're losing badly because you've got two teams underneath them that have a better for and against.
Yeah, but if you just win the close games, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I guess so.
Look at Canberra last year. They could get in like the...
Minus 32 or whatever it was, the differential.
They could sneak into... I think the Tigers fall. They could sneak in there. Some of those other teams are good though. The Raiders being 30 is just absolute insanity to me.
I actually think this ladder's starting to look a bit more normal. Not quite there yet, but it's starting to look a bit more normal.
I think you'll see a bit more of a push from Penrith and the Broncos will start to kind of climb up soon anyway. And you'll start to see a bit more of a fall from those bad teams.
Yeah.
Canberra is just crazy to me. I don't understand what the fuck is happening there, like even a little bit, hey.
All right, we'll get into it. Canberra 21 over the Gold Coast Titans 20. Ethan Strain's a fucking weapon, and it must be like, yeah, the last man's good. And I get that, you know, you've got the halves pairing. You don't want to like put false hope in a young guy like that, but imagine having him in the halves right now.
I will say it was a good screen for his run down the sideline. Someone said a great pick for him.
Oh, pick and roll.
Yeah, if you have a look, bro, he fucking bang, bang back under that and he ducks away.
Well, didn't score a try, so they're not going to go back and look at that shit.
How long do you reckon you start to see players do that? They're like pretty sure they're obstructed and they fall or they just take the tackle and...
It would be a smart thing to do.
I think we're going to start seeing it. Now they start doing that obstruction, they're going to start doing it soon because they can't go further back than...
Yeah. Hudson Young was also massive. Do you reckon he gets another Origin callback?
I think he might.
In match picks. Who
are the other back rowers?
Well, like, I don't know. I don't think
like Liam Martin probably gets a spot, but he's been kind of unhealthy. Yeah, and
Keon's been kind of shit.
Yeah. I do think Homole gets in.
Homole's
one. Hudson, Liam.
Whether it's starting or off the bench, I think that, like, I mean, Liam's great off the bench.
Keon might get a shout. Crichton, if he can put another 3 or 4 weeks. Of last round's like performances together.
Yeah, maybe. But Hardy Young was really good. He's been
Cartwright might even play for New South Wales, bro, which is fucking
immensely consistent. Hudson Young. Brian Kelly, even though he hit that sideline conversion, absolutely cost them the game with that late hit on Jamal Fogarty.
They wouldn't have been in the game without him because he had a strip in the corner to save a try. He set up another one, scored one.
Yeah.
Kicked the field goal. It's
almost like he already knew that he had cost them the game and then like grew a third leg in terms of like run meters, protection, defense, all that kind of stuff to try and make up for his downfalls. Mm. And it just wasn't enough.
Kelly taketh away.
It's also easy to say someone cost you the game when it was like that early on.
When it's 1 point the difference,
I know,
and they got the penalty based off of that.
21 points there that needed to be conceded to lose a game, not just...
Okay, all right, we're just out here being defensive and apparently fucking the Sherpa is Brian Kelly's biggest fan.
All I'm saying is the Titans, my boys, they're looking better and better every week. They will get a win soon. They will.
Even that last try, though... The coaches were laughing. It was like the trick play off the scrum to Cam Pereira.
Mm.
Even they were like, where the fuck did that come from? Yeah. So I don't know how much it is the Titans getting better.
So just a quick snapshot for the Titans.
They got a shit run Manly the next five at games. Home,
they probably lose. But Manly could lose this game. Like, I have no idea.
No read on Manly.
The Warriors at Go Media Stadium.
Not great.
The Storm.
Not great. They're in some form.
Cowboys in North Queensland.
Not great.
The Knights at Magic Round.
They're a chance of... Oh, no.
Nah.
No,
Magic Round, they might win.
Oh, okay, maybe.
Knights at Magic Round, they might win.
Knights first Magic Round. Newcastle's first.
They played before the Finns came
Did
in.
Did they?
Everyone, 2019.
Yeah, because there wasn't a Finn.
They played in the years before.
Oh.
Who's not playing this year? Who finished last year?
Dragons.
Oh, Dragons.
Dragons aren't playing this year, I don't think.
Yeah.
And then the Broncos.
Oh.
And then they get the bye in round 13.
They may be winless into round 13.
And then they've got a bit of an easier schedule with the
Rabbits. Might win. They also could very easily win that Manly game or that Cowboys game.
And they got the Rabbits and the Tigers.
Or the Knights game.
Yeah.
Yeah, look.
So they could get three or they could get nothing.
Could be a rough season.
Could be a very rough season. But I'm sure it felt great to beat Jamal Fogarty with 9 seconds left in that game, giving it to the club that he always grows a third leg against
the
Titans. How
far away is he from an Origin jersey?
Too far.
How many injuries?
As a seven?
He's 2 injuries away, bro.
Nah, too far. Too far.
He's only 2 injuries away. Nah. He's closer than Hines is. Oh, no, Hines is probably 2 injuries away too.
Hines is 2 injuries away.
For sure.
They pick Hines before they pick Fogarty for sure. For sure, bro.
Different clubs. No, different clubs. Like different states, though, because he's Queensland, Fogarty.
Yeah, but still. I don't think so.
He's the same distance from the Queensland 7 jersey as Hines is from the New South Wales jersey.
That's a hot take.
Is he not?
Hang on.
You're DCE. You're Ben Hunt.
And you got Fogarty.
Can't think of another.
What are they?
Are you running out with Tanner Boyd as your Queensland halfback?
I can't think of another.
He's literally like the next.
Oh fuck.
No way.
He is, bro.
That shows how there's not many very good fucking halves in Queensland. What's going on?
You got Munster.
There's got to be more.
Maybe
bro.
Tommy Dearden would be the other one. You could say you'd play seven, maybe.
There's got to be more.
What are they going to do
when DCE retires?
I think Tommy. What I think is going to happen for Queensland and for the Cowboys is that Tommy Dearden's going to transfer into like a seven, and Clifford's going to come in to be the six at club level. And then in the case of Queensland, maybe Mam plays six or they get – Munster still probably got a few years left.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, he is
– I'm struggling to find someone. I'm trying to prove you wrong.
You're not. He is –
But I'm struggling to find someone.
He is one injury away from the Queensland squad because they bring him in if he's only the second halfback, he's in the squad.
Yeah.
That is terrifying if you're a Queenslander.
He legitimately
– But also
– Sam Walker? Not on form this year, but if he finds that...
He was in the squad last year or the year before.
He's a Queenslander.
Yeah. He's Queenslander. Oh. But I do think Fogarty gets in over him this year.
That's fucked.
And also,
Shout out Jamal though. He is playing well.
How New South Wales would it be to lose an Origin series to Jamal Fogarty?
I don't even want to put that in the universe. Let's get out of here before we even fucking entertain that idea. We're going to leave. Thank you so much for joining in on the dribbly one. We were locked in, sort of, not really. And we will catch you in the next one.
See you then.
Bye. Bye.